Some areas of our country are doing very well. Others are doing less well. It will probably, unfortunately, get worse before it gets better.
有說他們說是記者, 但實際上是不是這麼簡單呢? 我們也需要...
From this evening, I must give the British people a very simple instruction. You must stay at home.
We can no longer, from today onwards, be proud. We can no longer sit back and remain silent on the senseless, unlawful killing, sly racism of another human being based only on what? Their skin color.
We are worried that the Chinese Communist Party make use of the evil law to further suppress Hong Kong people.
This is all wrong. I shouldn't be up here. I should be back in school on the other side of the ocean. Yet, you all come to us young people for hope. How dare you?
Hi everyone, and welcome to Where We Are with Nina Zoe Porter, your breakdown of all the key events in the world from the past 7 days, all in one bite-sized podcast. For today's episode, here's what happened in the world this week.
As sentenced for count one, the court commits you to the custody of the Commissioner of Corrections for a period of 270 months. That's 270. That is a 10-year addition to the presumptive sentence of 150 months. This is based on your abuse of a position of trust and authority, and also the particular cruelty shown to George Floyd. You're granted credit for 199 days already served. Pay the mandatory surcharge of $78 to be paid from prison wages. You're prohibited from possessing firearms, ammunition, or explosives for the remainder of your life. Provide a DNA sample as required by law. Register as a predatory offender as required by law. And you will receive a copy of the order and also the attached memorandum explaining the court's analysis.
This week, the former police officer convicted of murdering African-American man George Floyd in Minneapolis in May 2020 has been sentenced to 22 years and 6 months in jail. The judge said Derek Chauvin's sentence was based on his abuse of a position of trust and authority, and also the particular cruelty shown to Mr. Floyd. George Floyd was 48 when he died after Derek Chauvin knelt on his neck for 9 minutes. His murder caused global protests against racism and police brutality. The Black Lives Matter movement that sparked from this is perhaps one of the biggest social movements in history. Chauvin, 45, was convicted of second-degree murder and other charges last month. During his trial, his lawyer described the killing as an error made in good faith.
Thank you, Your Honor. At this time, due to some additional legal matters at hand, I'm not able to give a full formal statement at this time. But very briefly, though, I do want to give my condolences to the Floyd family. There's going to be some other information in the future that would be of interest, and I hope things will give you some peace of mind. Thank you.
The three other police officers who stood on the scene whilst Derek Chauvin knelt on George Floyd's neck were faced trial on the charges of aiding and abetting both murder and manslaughter in March 2022. And next.
I've been to see the Prime Minister to resign as Secretary of State for Health and Social Care. I understand the enormous sacrifices that everybody in this country has made, that you have made, and those of us who make these rules have got to stick by them, and that's why I've got to resign.
Matt Hancock has resigned as UK's Health Secretary after breaching social distancing guidance. It comes following increasing pressure on Mr. Hancock to leave his role after photos emerged of him and senior aide Gina Colodangelo kissing and having an affair. Mr. Hancock and Prime Minister Boris Johnson were warned by senior Conservatives that the former Health Secretary's position was no longer tenable. Ms. Colodangelo will also leave her position at the Department of Health and Social Care. It was confirmed on Saturday. Labour and the Liberal Democrats had demanded Mr. Hancock's removal, and said Prime Minister Boris Johnson should have sacked him instead of allowing Hancock to resign.
Well, it's the right thing for Matt Hancock to have resigned. It's the right thing for the country and the NHS. I think, to be frank, Boris Johnson should have sacked him, and his failure to sack him is a gutless, spineless decision. I think it exposes Boris Johnson as failing the test of leadership, actually, and having shocking judgment.
His replacement has been confirmed as Sajid Javid, who has also held several senior roles, including as Chancellor and Home Secretary. However, already, people have questioned how suitable he is for the role.
It is striking that he previously, for many years, was a Treasury Minister, imposing some of the very deep, swinging cuts on social care, failing to invest in the NHS. And we know our NHS is in crisis.
Undoubtedly, this change will bring about some uncertainty for the UK public on plans and changes in the COVID-19 restrictions, which are set to be lifted on the 19th of July, already a delay from the original date, the 21st of June. And finally,
our treaties are very clear on our values. They are enshrined in the Article 2. Of our European treaty, the respect for human rights, the equality, the human dignity, freedom, non-discrimination, and others. These are our foundation, and we will live up to these values.
European leaders have criticized Hungary's Prime Minister Viktor Orban over a new law which they say discriminates people from the LGBT+ community. The legislation, which bans the promotion of homosexuality to young people, prompted Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte to say Hungary has no business being in the European anymore, vowing to bring the countries to its knees on the issue. Mr. Rutte's comments reflect widespread frustration with Hungary, which in recent years has faced condemnation over alleged human rights abuses, discrimination against migrants, and limits on freedom of the press. But this law has galvanized anger and emotional sentiment in the bloc like never before.
It is wrong what is happening there, and it has to stop. But there are so many other issues there as well that we've been discussing under Article 7, particularly around media freedoms, academic freedom, all sorts of other issues as well. And, you know, they need to be addressed as well. But on the particular issue in the Hungarian Parliament last week, it's a very, very dangerous moment, I think, for Hungary and for the Union as well.
Openly gay Luxembourg Prime Minister Xavier Bettel spoke emotionally as he arrived at a council summit where he would face the driving force behind the legislation. He said, "Being gay is not a choice. You know, I did not just wake up one day after watching some advertising of Modern Family and just become gay. It is not something I choose." The law will likely affect sex education, advertising, and the showing of certain TV shows, and critics argue it conflates sex abuse with homosexuality and could leave vulnerable young people isolated. So, you're all caught up. That's where we are in the world this week. Be sure to listen next week to stay up to date on the latest news around the world. Search Where We Are with Nina Porter on all podcast platforms and subscribe today to get new episodes first.